Has anyone seen my dictaphone?
Your dictaphone, Mickey. Talking about this little baby right here.
Oopsie, where'd you find that?
I was just lying around the office.
Oh, Tone, you've got to get yourself one of those babies. They are fantastic. You walk around all day, and every time you have a really good idea, you just whop it in the dictaphone, and it's there for later on.
Right. Mind if we just have a listen to what's on here?
Oh, okay, but I hope there's nothing embarrassing on there.
There we go. 10:15 a.m. Just had a great idea for the show. We replace Gracie with a dwarf who wears nothing but Speedos. Yeah. Except on Fridays, when we make the dwarf go the full Monty. Oh, gold. Give yourself a pat on the back, Mickey boy. You creative genius, you. Third day of jury duty. So far, no one seems to be too concerned that I'm dressed like Princess Leia from Star Wars. As we speak, running across the middle of a one-day match at the MCG in the Nutty. People seem to be enjoying the sight of my white bobbing bot. Oh, cops! Hey, you can look, but you can't touch! 7:35 p.m. Just nutted out a great new competition idea for the show. Hang on. We rope off a main street and stage our first annual running of the Beagles. It'll be last man standing, and competitors will be totally defenceless except for a rolled up newspaper and a doggy chock. All right. Well, this has been a very fruitful session. Time to take a well-earned break. Hey, I'd give that a couple of minutes if I were you. Must remember where I put Sansia's underpants. Now retrace steps. Entered over back fence. Grabbed underwear from clothesline. Went home. Put them on and checked myself out in the mirror. Then lent them to Gracie. 6:05 p.m. Just got the test results back from the doctor. Came back positive, damn it. Oh well, better call the Blakeney twins and tell them they may have copped a dose.
11:42 p.m. Working back late at the office on some comedy ideas for tomorrow's show.
Hey, big boy, are you going to tip that jug of icy water on my hooters or not?
Shut up, will you? Shut up! Oh well, the work's piling up, so I'd better get back to it. I'm telling you, mate, your friggin' machine's not working.
That's because you're blowing into your tape recorder, driver. Now, how about blowing into this bag?
Do you know who I am?
No. Who are you?
Tony Martin. Oh, hang on.
You've just barfed all over my shoes, driver.
Thanks for pointing that out, Sherlock Holmes. What an amazing piece of detective work, the way you managed to put all the pieces together. I'll be recommending you for a promotion.